Autobiography of a Mohs Pen Nekbet. Memories of the New Kingdom, Volume 2. Translated by the Scriptural Research Institute in 2020 through 2023. Published by Digital Ink Productions in 2023. Foreword. The New Kingdom era of Egyptian history emerged from the darkness of the Second Intermediate Period, when the Theban dynasty drove the Hyksos out of Egypt and went on to conquer Canaan and Nubia. The fall of the Hyksos dynasty appears to have been largely as a result of the Minoan eruption in Greece, which darkened the sky of Egypt and blanketed northern Egypt with up to 2 meters of ash. The Tempest Stellae from Karnak described the effects of the storm reaching all the way to southern Egypt during the era of Amos I, the pharaoh that ultimately drove the Hyksos from Egypt. The sections of the Tempest Stellae which relate the effects of the eruption are damaged, however, the lines that survive read.
The gods express their discontent. The gods of the sky come with a tempest and it darkened the west. The sky was unleashed without damaged text. More than the roar of the crowd, damaged text was powerful, damaged text on the highlands more than the waterfall at the cataract of Elephantine. Each house, damaged text, each shelter that they reached, damaged text, were floating in the water like the barks of papyrus by the royal residence for damaged text, days damaged text, with no one able to light the torch anywhere. Then His Majesty said, "This surpasses even the power of the great God and the wills of the divinities." His Majesty descended in his boat, with his council following. The east and the west were silent, as they were naked, damaged text, after the power of the God was manifested. Then His Majesty arrived in Thebes, damaged text, this statue, and it received what it had desired. His Majesty set about to strengthen Egypt and stop the rain around him, and he provided them with silver, gold, copper, oil, clothing, and with all the products they desired, after which His Majesty returned to the palace, life, health, strength. Then His Majesty was informed that the tombs had been flooded, that the sepulchral chambers had been damaged, that the structures of funerary enclosures had been undermined, that the pyramids had collapsed, one and all that existed had been annihilated. His Majesty then ordered the repair of the shrines which had collapsed all over the country, and the restoration of the.
This period of destruction was shortly before Amos I launched his successful invasion of northern Egypt and captured the Hyksos capital of Avaris. The reference to the collapse of the pyramids is likely when the adobe pyramids of the Middle Kingdom collapsed, as the only thing that would normally cause adobe to collapse is intense rain. The adobe pyramids of the Kushite Empire are still standing after 3,000 years, however, are in the desert. Amos Pen Nekbet was a major figure during the early years of the New Kingdom, who, like his contemporary Amos Pen Abana, appears to have been from the city of El Kab where his tomb was found. His autobiography is much shorter than Pen Abana's autobiography, however, is also far more damaged. This translation follows the general reconstruction that most Egyptologists agree on. However, sections of the original text may have been lost entirely before it was rediscovered in the late 1800s. Like Pen Abana, he served a series of kings starting with Amos I, and continuing through Amenhotep I, Thutmose II, Hatshepsut, and finally Thutmose III, meaning he served for decades longer than Amos Pen Abana. This difference in length of service is likely due to his higher position within Egyptian society, already reportedly the herald of the king at a battle in